This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. Last Thursday, we reported on the departure of Brian Kelly, who was the managing editor of the Port Townsend and Jefferson County Leader, who left the paper on Tuesday, July 18th at the end of the workday. Having spoken yesterday with Brian, we issue this correction now to establish that he chose to resign from the paper of his own volition with July 18th as his scheduled departure date. Certainly, the reasons for his exit are between him and the management of the PT Leader. Here at KPTZ News, we apologize for any confusion created by our news report. Be assured, we always endeavor to be rigorous and thorough in our reporting. Also, the archive broadcast and transcript available on the website for July 20th have been revised to reflect this correction. Port Townsend City Council voted unanimously this week to form a Transportation Benefit District, TBD, with an aim to generate revenue specifically for use on local street projects. The Transportation Benefit District is empowered to raise revenue specifically dedicated to street projects in Port Townsend. The city of Port Townsend has struggled to keep up with local streets projects and improvement needs, particularly in the past few decades, in the face of declining state funding for such needs. Over 110 cities in Washington have formed TBDs. Mayor David Faber said, quote, "We have heard consistently from our community that our streets are in terrible shape and getting worse. I agree. I'm grateful for a unanimous council decision to form a transportation benefit district, which can consider taking long-awaited action to not just slow our decline or hold ground, but to make actual, tangible progress to fix our failing street system," end of quote. Now formed by City Council, the district, governed by Port Townsend City Council, is expected to meet on August 1st to consider revenue options, including sales tax and vehicle license fees, car tabs. The district can impose up to a 0.1% sales tax or up to a 0.3% sales tax with a public vote. The district can also consider a $20 car tab fee for local vehicles or go to a public vote to consider up to $100. A 0.3% increase in sales tax would generate approximately $800,000 annually for local streets. A $20 car tab fee would generate $186,000 annually for local streets. A transportation benefit district, TBD, has been discussed for many years as a potential funding source, including during the development of the Comprehensive Streets Program that started in 2021. The Comprehensive Streets Program looks holistically at the city's 80-plus mile street system, competing priorities and needs and opportunities and strategies for making progress on a system largely in a state of disrepair. The Comprehensive Streets Program includes four main categories, or chapters: street operations, street improvements, street preservation, and street programming. The City Council Infrastructure and Development Committee has been discussing the Comprehensive Streets Program and funding like the TBD. Those materials can be found in a link on the transcript of this newscast. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has issued a proclamation declaring the week of July 21st to 27th to be a statewide Paddle Safe Week. In partnership with the Washington State Parks Boating Program, Paddle Safe Week will lead a statewide effort to create a culture of safety around paddle sports. The campaign recognizes that Washington's diverse waterways require different skills, preparation, and safety equipment. In the last 5 years, paddlers have come to represent 55% of the statewide recreational boating fatalities. Growing popularity and lack of safety education have contributed to this shift. Boating program manager Rob Sendak said, quote, "Paddle Safe Week is a great opportunity to help reduce paddle sports-related fatalities by sharing resources and educating the community on how to recreate safely," end of quote. Get educated, always use a SUP leash, carry essential gear, check and understand the weather, protect against cold water shock, file a float plan, paddle with a group, avoid alcohol and drugs, learn how to self-rescue, label your paddle craft, and be visible to other boaters. All of these things are on the transcript of this newscast, including some additional information about this subject. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.